I love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively, and so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. Babes, yummies, hello, Jaima. It's Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, the mini moon series for the full moons. And I'll tell you what, I am so looking forward to this moon. I mean, finally, some lightness. Sheesh, last moon was a Scorpio blood eclipse, and I'll tell you what, that was intense. I don't know about you, but I was really going through it, and I could see a lot of my friends were going through it, and I'm assuming many of you were going through it too. So now it's time to finally just feel refreshed, rejuvenated with this strawberry moon, a super moon in Sagittarius, by the way, and it is fully illuminated on June 14th at 7:52 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or 4:52 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This one, you can kind of figure it out. Strawberries, of course, are at their prime this time of year. So this is the time to pick strawberries. So hence why this is the strawberry moon, but it's also the time where we feel more fruitful. We also taste the sweetness of summer coming. So you may know that it's widely believed that supermoons are a bit more powerful than regular moons. And this supermoon is in Sagittarius. Thank goddess. Finally, some lightness. Also, since this is a Sagittarius moon, perhaps you have your journal of what you wrote during the new moon in Sagittarius, which I believe was in December. It was in the winter, I believe. So you can see what you wrote back at that time during the new moon in Sagittarius and see if anything came to fruition, any of your intentions were manifested in some way, and if you received any clarity since then, or what came through to you, how have you evolved since that moon? That is something to reflect on. I mean, of course, divine timing is a thing, my friend, but I'm sure that I have an inkling of a feeling you might have explored something between the Sagittarius new moon and the Sagittarius full moon. And do this with lightness, of course. We've had so much heaviness, so might as well feel light, feel refreshed, and knowing that whatever it is still coming our way. Since this is a Sagittarius moon as well, I think that this is the time to get excited about following what it is we're most curious about. So during this time, we may feel the nudge to travel somewhere. And if you have the means, perhaps just do it. Just get that ticket and just go. Don't second guess, just go. And we will likely expand our knowledge on something specific, or we might even ground or get deeply philosophical about certain areas of our life. Maybe right now is a great time to write that poetry. Write some poetry, see what comes through to you, even if you don't think you're a poet. I do genuinely think everybody has poetic abilities because we all have a message, a story to share, or an experience to share. And poetry comes in a variety of forms. So why not try to write some poetry from the heart, see what just comes through, or just write, perhaps write that first chapter of your book. You know, this is just a very expanding time, but also a fun time. So have fun with it. That's key right now. And to be honest, in the flow of having fun, I'm just going to go with the flow this upcoming super moon. I don't have a planned manifestation like I have with all the other moons since I started this series. And I encourage you to trust that you know what to do and how to go with the flow and co-create with this universe in the language that you and the universe communicate with each other. So however you want to manifest in your own unique way or in a practice that has worked for you before or you've enjoyed most before, it's all about enjoyment. So choosing the manifestation tool for you. Now, of course, if you're new, I'll give you some simple guidance on what you can do this new moon. Simply just write or list or script out what it is you want to manifest. And then if you happen to have a candle around, simply just light it. You can hold it or place it near you and use all of your senses to experience this manifestation. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Even smell like? And you'd be surprised that you may be able to really experience it in your space in your own way. Some people have pictures in their mind. Some people just feel it in their body. Some people just use all of their senses asking, what does it feel like? What does it even taste like and smell like? Experience whatever this manifestation is and perhaps limit it to one or two just to keep it simple. You can list all the other manifestations on a list, but maybe to fully experience something that you really want to manifest, you can keep it simple and just experience it and infuse it into the candle. And then when you just feel that it is time and trust your inner knowing that it is time, blow out the candle. Release and trust that it is coming. Write notes on inspired action steps that you can take and inspired action steps that just simply may come through you. Yeah, take mental notes on those. It's also important to write ways you think that you may be blocked for these manifestations. So begin to bring awareness to these blocks. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high-performance products or much-needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. And of course, sometimes it takes time to accept them, but acknowledging them is the first step. And then as you acknowledge them and begin to accept them, you'll release these energies, and that can open you up for manifestations. And you know, especially if you meditate on it, you'll know what it is that is blocking you, your human's stories or narratives or self-doubts or whatever it is blocking you from opening up these manifestations. You don't have to do something super intense. I realize that there's nothing you have to pay for. There's nothing intense you need to do to unblock. It's as simple as bringing awareness to them. And of course, you can work through it with breath work and meditation and your therapist. I mean, I highly recommend a therapist. I highly recommend all the above, to be honest, especially breathwork, meditation, and therapy or coaching if that's whatever you have the means to. It's just nice to have that other person who is professional that can help you release whatever it is after you bring awareness to whatever it is. And it's nice to have that venting system as well. Someone you feel safe with, that's always so important. But acknowledging them, bringing awareness to them is key to releasing them. And so this moon, of course we want to have fun, but let's get honest about what we think our blocks might be. And just write them down if you want to begin to bring more awareness of how you can shift that narrative or shift that story or forgive that story or whatever it is, then this is such a beautiful time to. So yeah, it's a fun time to manifest. You know what? I think I'm going to save my recent manifestation story for the next full moon just so I know it really goes through this cycle. So that will be fun to share. But with all that being said, I hope that you have a magical manifestation, and I'll connect with you Monday on a Q&A of topics and questions that came through the topic box on the Your Own Magic website. You can just go to yourownmagic.life. I also have the URL yourownmagicpodcast.com if that's easier for you to memorize. But anyway, yeah, I'm just so excited for this moon. Finally, some lightness. Let's enjoy it. Let's have fun. Let's dance. Let's listen to our favorite tunes. You know I'm going to be playing Taylor Swift Dancing Witch music. So with all that said, I'm sending my love. Connect with you Monday. Gemma. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the yourownmagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.